This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Lizzie Cooperman's In Your Hands. I'm Lizzie, and this is a show where you choose what I do with my life on a weekly basis. The show comes out every Thursday. That's when you go to my Instagram stories, cast your glorious vote. I get the results bright and early on Friday morning, and I take immediate action. But you can truly listen to the show anytime you want, while you're asleep, listen while you're pretending to meal prep, during a volcanic eruption. There are so many options, but time is truly of the essence this week, so let's dive into the past. Last week, you had a choice between birthday freegan and moonlight vegan. Do I try to get as much free stuff as I can on my birthday, just really milk corporate America for all I can, or do I become a part-time vegan, a moonlight vegan? Every day at sundown, put the cheese away. Put it back in the drawer with the jeans where it belongs. Opt for some edamame for once in my life. And you guys voted with staggering enthusiasm. Birthday freegan. I'm sure you can only imagine waking up on your birthday, your first thought, I've got to get over to Denny's. I raced down there. I was greeted by a man I can only assume was the manager. His name was Johnson. He seated me and I said, I'm actually here for my free Grand Slam birthday breakfast. And he said, did you register on the website? I had not yet registered. And so I did something I've done on a couple other episodes. I said, oh, really? I said, I'm actually a journalist and I'm here to write about the free Grand Slam experience. And it worked. Guys, if you ever need an excuse, pretend you're a journalist, just write press on a post-it note and stick it to your forehead. I swear to God, it works. He then turned my table over to a younger waiter named David, who deftly guided me through my breakfast options. I opted for two eggs over easy. And then he said, you know what? You can actually swap out the pancakes for French toast, but it's just going to be one slice. And I said, David, give me the goddamn toast. He brought out two plates, slam, slam. And then he said, what are you doing for the rest of the day? And I said, I'm actually going to meet some friends at a bar tonight. And he goes, oh, cool. What bar? Maybe I'll stop by. On my way out, I felt a presence behind me. It was David. And I got a selfie with him. And then as I was getting into my car, he goes, oh, wait, in case I can't make it tonight. And he gave me his phone number. So now I have David's phone number sitting there in that little change compartment in my Kia Soul with no special features. David, thank you for your service. I then beelined it straight to Jersey Mike's. I walked in. I said, can I swap out the birthday sub with sub in a tub? My friends, affirmative. This is a valid substitution. The young man who helped me, by the way, was clearly a trainee. His hands were like quivering as he fed the provolone into the slicer. And so I looked at him and I go, is this your first sub in a tub, sweetie? And then I smashed my cigarette on the ground. He said, do you want it Mike's way? Do I want it? There is no other way. Of course I want it Mike's way. I live, sleep, and breathe Jersey Mike. I want to live like a guy in a muscle shirt who eats standing up. Make it Mike's way. oil and vinegar. I left Jersey Mike's and I had a moment with the sub in a tub next to me in my passenger seat. I just looked down at this neat little row of tomatoes and thought, I am having the best birthday. Then I raced home. I was supposed to do a tarot reading. It was a no-show. Guys, don't miss your tarot reading. I'm just sitting there. I've already done the invocation. I've called upon the divine spirits. They're waiting for you. I did a really fun podcast, Scotty Landis and Kurt Braunohler's Bananas podcast, which should be out in a couple weeks. Just a total stream of joy. And then, of course, I had to go get the Pizookie. Now, I was creeping into rush hour traffic here, and I only had a couple hours between getting the Pizookie and meeting my friends for drinks, so I considered canceling. I called BJ's Brewhouse and I said, you know, I'm on my way to get a Pizookie, and they said, well, what kind do you want? And I said, I didn't know there were flavors. She listed peanut butter, macadamia nut, and I said, Brianna, that was her name. I go, dealer's choice. And she said, Oreo. I thought, wow, so it turns out my fate really is creamy in the middle. For a minute, stuck in traffic, I thought, should I just give up? I don't even know if I'm going to get back home in time. And then I heard that still small voice, the showmanship, Lizzie, the showmanship. And I journeyed on until finally I reached my personal Shangri-La BJ's Brewhouse. They handed me 3 stunning levels of Pizookie. First, a cookie in a little tin, and then a tiny thing of ice cream, and then a triggering word if you've worked in restaurants before. They handed me a ramekin. Oof, a ramekin of icing. I had to stop at my old apartment because I've been house-sitting for this entire time. I went to my old apartment. I grabbed a pair of shoes. Then I headed back to where I'm house-sitting and realized I forgot my phone. So I had to go all the way back, grab my phone. By the time I got back to my house-sitting and showered, I had about 10 minutes to spare. And I showed up to meet my friends with a damp back. And I had a wonderful night. I did write reviews. I am going to screenshot those and put them in the OnlyFans. I still need to write Big Mike's because I'm not 100% sure what the guy's name was. So I might have to go back and ask him and be like, how many sub in a tubs have you made for how many women? And how many of those ladies rocked your world like I did? Oh, P.S. Lauren Pacell from the JC Photo Grow the Show episode has, I guess, increased the number of sorcerers out there by 85%. So thank you so much to Lauren and Tink Media. You guys, smash cut to the present. Today's episode is called Mystic Trip, Christmas Ship. And here are the 2 options. Mystic Trip. I found out on Sunday there's an event in Huntington Beach, 45-minute drive, where party queen psychics will be giving readings at a tea shop. And I thought, why not get on the other side of this? Learn how to be a better tarot reader by, you know, oh, so the master becomes the student. Get to know these party queen psychics. What makes them tick? And then infiltrate their community. The other option is Christmas Ship. Let me just tell you, I've lived in LA for over a decade, and every time Thanksgiving inches a little bit closer, I get a sense of dread because I'm a loner. I'm alone in this wild world, and I'm always just kind of like waiting to see who takes little orphan Lizzie into their home. And I don't want to spend another year Googling, is Starbucks open? Just driving around the empty parking lot of my own existence. And guess what? I don't want to keep manufacturing optimism. I'm just so sick of going, it was actually really nice to have some time by myself. It's not. It's not nice. I don't want to make sure all my mugs are front-facing again this year. Who cares? I want to do something exciting. I want to get drunk on a boat. So this is the plan. Christmas ship. Okay. This would mean I find some way to make it possible to get myself on a Christmas cruise. I'm thinking LA to Mazatlan. Now, I've already recorded with my stunning guests and my experts, and we've had endless revelations as to how to make this happen. One is a free cruise, you know, enter a contest. Another is take the money from the This Is Us tour, which you voted for me to become a tour guide for that TV show. And that is actually happening. And just pour that cold, hard cash into this goal. You know, any side job, I take tarot money, I put it toward the cruise, get this wild vacation. And the third way to get on this cruise, which came up with my expert, try to do stand-up on the ship. Why not? Get booked as a comedian on a cruise ship around Christmas time. So there we have it. Mystic trip, Christmas ship. Two journeys, both alike in dignity. And please believe me when I tell you, I have experts. First, a psychic to find out, does she herself get readings? This is Audrey. Audrey, can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Sure, no problem. Well, I've been in the industry for 25 years. I am a psychic, holistic medium healer. I do palm, psychic, tarot card readings. I'm also a Reiki master, and I do holistic healing through chakra balancing, sound healing. I customize every individual's meditation. I also do in-home blessings, and I also have a degree for feng shui interior design.
Hey, Audrey, I can't believe you memorized all of that. Were you ever a waiter?
It's what I have.
That's incredible. Do you ever get readings for yourself?
Every so often, yes, but I only do it once a year. Getting a tarot card reading, so there's a lot of people out there who like to get a tarot card reading back to back, back to back. You don't want to do that because you're also shifting up your energy. When someone taps into your energy, you want to give your energy time to heal before someone retaps into, you know, analyze the energy again.
Before they reach in to tap that energy.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So have you ever learned from someone else something that you were like, wow, I've never shuffled like that before? Or just any kind of skill that you've watched another clairvoyant use that has intrigued you before?
When I was younger, yes. Of course, when I was, you know, getting my teaching and my learning and everything, of course. Mm. Now, I'm going to be honest, I'm more of the one that people come to kind of learn.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. And who would you see if you were going to go see another psychic? Would you see someone you know or?
Someone that I know. Someone that's a very good confidant with me.
Okay.
But the person that I do, she does not do it professionally. She used to, but she's been retired for so many years.
Okay. May I recommend Lizzie Cooperman?
Well, you have my number. Text her to me for sure.
Okay. It's actually me. Okay.
Me and you will be connecting. We'll exchange services.
I'm looking forward to it. Do you ever get a feeling about a person before you see them?
Oh, 100%. See, the problem is I feel for people even on the street. Disneyland is my worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. Or like going on a cruise where you're just stuck out at sea with a bunch of strangers.
Exactly. But after so many years, I've learned to kind of like learn to like, okay, have a deep breath in, calm, so I don't feel people's emotions. Because when I feel people's emotions or what they're going through, I could start crying randomly, or I'll be extremely angry, or I'll be extremely, you know, sexual feelings.
Right. Oh my gosh. You're like, I'm getting bad energy from Goofy right now, and we've got it. We've got to get out of here.
You know, I wish it was Goofy. That freaking Donald Duck, man. He's got some anger issues.
Oh, my.
I was ready to bust up that parade.
Audrey, that's incredible. Okay, last question, hot button question. Have you ever heard of the Party Queen Psychics?
No, what is that?
Okay. It's some event in Huntington Beach that I might be going to this weekend for my podcast. I was just curious. If you'd heard of
that. No, but I wish I was invited. I would love to be there.
Oh my gosh. If I go, I'll tell you about it for sure.
Yes, definitely. And then my location's in Studio City. I do events. I do parties. I've done parties for Chanel. I go every Halloween to DreamWorks. I've done for Universal Studios, for Disney. And I do have my shop here in Studio City as well.
Incredible. And what is that called?
My shop is called Psychic Awakening, and I also have my other shop in Duarte, California, that's near Pasadena. It's the Chakra Balancing Center. Okay. And I also am opening up a second location in Northridge, where it's going to be Psychic Awakening, and I'm also opening up another one in Woodland Hills called Chakra Awakening.
Exciting times for you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
A lot of pentacles. A lot of pentacles.
Yes, I'm expanding.
Audrey, that's amazing. Thank you so much for being my expert today on the show.
Well, thank you also for inviting me.
Next, of course, I wanted to speak with someone who had just a wealth of experience with being on cruise ships, and I remembered that my friend, comedian Jen Murphy, performs regularly on them, so I was lucky enough to get her on the horn. So I'm thinking, because I really dislike spending Christmas in Los Angeles every year, that I want to make it a goal to be on a cruise ship, maybe from like LA to Mexico during the holiday season. Does that sound appealing to you in any way?
Yeah, if you didn't want to be in LA, definitely.
Okay.
It depends what cruise ship too, though.
Ooh.
Some of them you might wish you were in LA.
Oh my God, really?
Since I'm already banned from Carnival, I'll say Carnival is not the best. But Norwegian's awesome, and you're in with it's booked by Levity.
No way.
Right?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so, the thing is, Jen, I didn't even consider the possibility of performing on the cruise ship.
Oh, you just want to go on a cruise ship. Oh, yeah. If you're a passenger, go for it. I was only going to say, as far as where they put you to sleep, when you're a performer on Carnival, is not great. But if you're just going on the cruise, then Carnival is fine, I'm sure. I don't know.
Okay, you kind of just...
I only worked there once, and I spent the whole time in the basement because I got COVID.
I know, I remember. And they were like sliding you hard-boiled eggs under the door.
So I haven't been back, but it's fine. And actually, they do the more of the cruises to like Mexico. Yeah, I would say definitely do it. Okay, I didn't realize you weren't going to be performing.
Okay, you're kind of cracking open a whole new window here for the show, because my goal is just to get on the cruise in any way I possibly can.
Now, sure.
Do people typically go on cruises alone?
I've seen a couple, but for the most part, it's...
You're like, but they're not the type you want to be around.
No, I mean, no, not that they were weird or anything. No, it's more rare, but I've definitely seen it.
Okay. Now, is there any quiet place to read or write on a ship, or will I just hear the constant thwacking of flip-flops everywhere I go?
There's a lot of quiet places.
Is it very...
I haven't worked Christmas, so I don't know what kind of a vibe, like what kind of people go on a ship rather than, you know, spend time with their family.
Right. Okay. Well, that's my type.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're talking to her. Because I am curious, like, is it Christmas-centric, or do they have, you know, a Hanukkah buffet where they serve hot fruit and those kinds of dishes that Jews love? How much time do you get at each port?
They usually dock at, like, you know, 8 in the morning and then leave at 5 or something.
Wow, so if you have insomnia and you didn't get enough sleep, you're just wandering around like Cabo San Lucas, bleary-eyed or something?
I mean, it varies, but that's sort of like, you know, they're usually there for the day. Are you somebody that stays up all night and then sleeps?
Yeah. I sleep in 3-hour intervals. Right.
Interesting. Okay.
What if you lose the group? Do they wait for you, or do you just eventually have to make friends with a volleyball and call it a day?
Oh my God, the last trip I did, some, but they didn't make it back. That's when people get drunk and then they lose track of time. It happens. And then they spent so much money, they had to fly themselves like to the next port to meet the ship. Yeah. No, they don't wait for you.
Oh my God. I would need like an electric fence. I can't. That is honestly my biggest fear. Or I'll get back like 2 hours early and just sit there like I do before every single flight I take.
I know, the time thing always made me paranoid. But also, you're not a blackout drunk. It's always the drinkers that get left behind. So they had to fly themselves to the next port because all your stuff is still on the ship.
Right.
So you gotta get back on at some point.
Oh my God.
You know what happens a lot of times? You hear they make these announcements over the whole speaker system. It's happened during my show before where it's like, code red, and that means somebody might have died in their room or something. But when it happens during your comedy show and then you just have to wait until they're done announcing and then just keep going with jokes.
Oh my God. Do you have code red material?
No. I should.
Jen, you've been such and an... tell
if
me.
If you like buffets, then if you like a variety of food, then that you're in because you can do that every day.
Oh my God. Okay, what's like... So for breakfast, they have just everything you could imagine, or...
I mean, it's mostly all breakfast food. There's a lot of different types. But let's say like when they switch to lunch, then yeah, it's like lasagna, hamburgers, fish, anything.
Wow.
You know, it's like a typical buffet, except like four times bigger.
Oh my God. And 20 times germier.
Comics that work a lot of cruise ships, they either end up gaining weight or they lose weight because you're just like so sick of the food after a while. And you're just like, I don't want to go back to the buffet.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's so funny. Okay. Jen, where can people find you online?
On Instagram, I'm at Jen Murphy Comedy. Just one N, JenMurphy.
Excellent.
My website is jenmurphy.live, and that has only shows. Oh, and I do a podcast with your former guest, Christina Walkinshaw. It's called Jillin' Off.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you.
You've been incredible. Maybe one day we'll set sail together.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Before I bring on my mind-blowing guests, I want to tell you about a podcast I think you'll really enjoy. Are you secretly Googling questions about weed? How to Do the Pot is here to help with short weekly episodes that inspire you to feel confident about cannabis for health, well-being, and fun. Hosted by Ellen Scanlon, How to Do the Pot is demystifying cannabis for women through a delightful mix of storytelling, practical tips, and expert advice. If you want to hear how women are exploring cannabis and have all of your questions answered, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts. And now, my guests. I am so excited about my guest today. We have an incredible actress. She played Fiona on the TV show Charmed. She was in the movie Sorority Row, also the star of the TV show The Originals, and she has a movie coming out called Skill House, starring and produced by 50 Cent. It's Leah Pipes.
Hi.
I can hardly contain myself. My other guest, you may have seen in the movie Good on Paper. You've seen her on A Little Late with Lily Singh, and she plays a tattoo artist on the TV show Mayans MC. It's Mav Viola.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Mav, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
I can't believe it. You know, we started in a parking lot and now we're here.
We're here. We did it. That's
honestly,
that's not very LA of us.
We're still in the parking lot.
Usually people right in LA, they make plans in park. When people make plans in parking lots in Los Angeles, those plans are never going to happen.
They never follow through.
But here we are.
We made it happen.
I forgot the plates, though.
This is so wild. So Mav and I had a show, and Leah and Mav are dating.
Yep.
Is it too early in this segment to disclose that? You're like, as of this
age. I thought we were just living together.
Right now.
Her controversial opinions on Christmas.
Yeah. I just propose right now on the podcast.
Just do it.
That's the second time that's happened, right? That's wild. We almost had a proposal on here.
I just got nervous.
Oh my God.
It was planned.
We have to work out the Christmas thing before we move forward into that territory. You have to accept that Christmas is a horrible time of year.
Well, I'm going to say both of these options today, I feel like you guys could easily be integrated into them.
The plans that we're going to do with you, the Christmas we're going to spend with you?
Maybe.
On the cruise ship?
Based on our text thread. So I'm going to make a prediction really quick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that Leah's going to go with Mystic Trip and Mav is going to go with Christmas Ship.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with Christmas.
Would you want to spend Christmas on a cruise ship?
If it is themed Christmas. Like there needs to be a tree. There need to be elves.
Right. You know what's weird? Like if I went from LA to Mexico, I feel like that's a hard
sell.
That's a hard dynamic to pull off, is like beachy Christmas.
Because people who do beach for Christmas, they do it every year.
Right.
They get the whole family and they go to a beach. And I think they do it to avoid Christmas, like cold, cozy Christmas.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they're like, let's get out of here.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I'm a Jew. I'm like, I am but a lonely Jew.
But so Jewish people love Christmas.
The thing is, I don't.
You don't?
And I find myself every year driving around going, what's open? What's open? Like, if I don't find someone to hang out with, it's the worst day. It feels like, and I loved our parking lot.
We're going to decorate the parking lot with Christmas lights, and we're going to hang out in the parking lot on Christmas.
Here's what Christmas actually is. I know you think it's cozy, but what it actually is just the worst songs that just, they got old 20 years ago. And everything tastes and smells like spicy vomit everywhere.
Right.
That's Christmas time.
You're out of your mind.
That's exactly what it is.
Christmas time smells of nutmeg and cinnamon. And Bing Crosby is playing everywhere.
He's drunk.
Oh, my God.
And I'm pretty sure he was a bad dude.
God, why do you have to ruin men for me left and right?
Bing Crosby.
Like, whenever you hear like a low voice singing Christmas Carol on the radio, like he was drunk. And he was a bad dude. Like, across the board.
Oh my
it was
God,
the 50s.
Wow.
Things were bad.
People listening, they're called sorcerers because they're crowdsourcing my life.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Mav and I did a show together. Mm-hmm. And afterward, we all had an electric chemistry that culminated in the parking lot after the show.
It was electric.
And I have to say, I really needed it because up until my set, I was in my car. I was just having one of those nights where I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like someone needed to, like, scrape me off the seat of my Kia Soul with no special features. You guys were like, you drive a Kia Soul.
Dream car.
You were like, that's my dream car.
That is your dream
Here's
car.
Here's the thing is you
– I was like, yes,
we came running out because you were mind-blowingly – like, you blew my mind. You were so funny. It was like I was laughing and seeing God as I was – it was just like I left my body – I felt deeply understood. I don't even really remember what you said other than I just was like, my soul's being spoken to and it's hysterical.
And I knew you would feel that way.
P.S. I missed Mav's set, which is the biggest regret of my life. I was drinking like a jumbo Diet Coke.
Is the only justification that I am okay with for missing my set.
But then I watched after I left you guys, I was like, I have to watch everything they've ever done in their lives. I've listened to you both on podcasts. I listened to you on Brooks Whelan's podcast, Leah. I listened to you on Margaret Cho's podcast, Mav.
Excuse us.
And I just was like – and it was almost that kind of thing where I was like, don't Google them too much. Let them show you who they are.
You went down a hole.
I did.
We did too. We went down a Lizzie hole. As soon as we got home. Are you kidding me?
It's amazing. I was like, is it too soon to ask them? I was like, is it too soon? So I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, us too. Thank you.
And I feel like you're perfect for this episode because Mystic Trip, the that option is that if they vote Mystic Trip, I'm going to go to this event in Huntington, California.
It's next week.
Huntington Gardens,
Huntington
right?
Beach.
Oh, Huntington Beach.
We're dying to go.
Oh, my God. Okay, it says Party Queen Psychics. Oh, my God. That's the thing is like – I not only want to be a student and go, what's it like to get a reading from someone who deems themselves an expert mm-hmm. psychic? I'm thinking, maybe I can slide a business card into the mix, become a party queen psychic myself.
For sure.
And have this be
my God.
This is the obvious choice. This
is the
obvious choice. Christmas on a cruise ship?
Wait. Oh, yeah. I'm abandoning my choice.
No.
You got to hear it first.
Party psychic. Okay.
Because you might want to go on a cruise for Christmas because, listen, regardless of whether or not you wanted to, Christmas is happening. So maybe you want it to happen on a cruise. Eh?
Okay, this is a good – that's a that could be a good point. I know maybe I just want to already be on the beach.
By the way, you guys don't have to go. You don't – you're not required to do anything.
So I'm not required to go on the cruise?
But I –
because I'd like to be.
If I made my guests do everything with me, that would be wild.
Are we – first of all, are we invited? No. So, but also, are we trying to influence people to vote one way or another?
We are hashing out both sides so that they can make a sound decision for themselves.
This is crazy.
It's
like
been
an election.
Wild. They have voted for me to – did you know that I almost got set on fire by a fire performer for this podcast?
What happened?
I had an episode called This Is Fire, This Is Us that was like, do I let this task grab it? I had a task grab it. It was actually a three-episode-long thing where – I played a game of dresser roulette, first of all, where I bought a dresser and I was supposed to text the last, like, 10 romantic interests in my phone, will you assemble a dresser for me? Every episode.
The last 10?
Wait, did you? But did
yeah,
you,
I don't have 10. That's
so
a good
many.
Point. That's like years. I'm like someone from seventh grade.
Someone from seventh grade. He's the one who helped you assemble it. He's like, okay.
He would.
But on that episode, I had an – because I have experts on each episode. So I've already actually spoken to someone who – worked on a cruise ship and told me all about it. So we'll flag that for follow-up.
God.
But so my expert on that episode was like, I'll put the dresser together for you, and I'm single. And so everyone goes, have that guy do it. Put him on the list. So he was the first one I texted, total stranger. And then as he's coming to my apartment, I'm like, I'm about to let a strange man into my apartment for how
– It's all for the podcast.
All for the podcast. He said it was going to take him 40 minutes. It took 2 hours. He didn't finish the dresser.
No.
Then later I found out he put it together backward.
Oh, my gosh.
So then
he was distracted by your beauty.
He was distracted.
He had a crush.
This is why you call in a lesbian to get the job done.
Thank you. And not this kind of lesbian, that kind of lesbian.
Yeah. A femme lesbian.
Really, would you have been able to do it?
Yeah, she's the handyman.
Can assemble anything. Yeah, I can. Once you get me, you know, when you give me a task, and if I feel like doing it, if I don't feel like doing it, like, I'm not going to do it. But if I'm like, no, this is what needs to get done, I feel like doing it, come hell or high water.
She'll build you a house.
Really?
I will build you a whole village.
That is wild.
Yep, I won't.
That's what
is that just, you were just born with the confidence? Or did you grow up in a wood shop? She's like, I grew up in a Christmas shop.
I'm an elf and I hate Christmas. You guys don't even know what happened to me. No, I think that as, I don't know.
You're just determined when you
I just have a determination that only comes out, I don't know, 3 times a year. But when it does come, it comes full force.
Ooh, in a full wave.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had to call a task rabbit, and he came to my house, and he goes, I'm also a fire performer. And I go, really?
Oh, no.
I go, I'm a performer. And he goes, I could pretty easily set you on fire.
I could pretty easily set you on
fire. But that's not even a skill. Yeah, you can pretty easily set anyone on fire.
Thank you. That was what I was going to say.
It's fire.
It's fire.
It's not you. It's the fire.
Well, safely. Safely.
Safely is the key word.
So I was going to do that at a comedy show, have my closer, and I was going to have that option, be like, then I have to write a joke that where the punchline is me bursting into flames. So it was called This Is Fire or This Is Us, and the This Is Us option is that, which they voted for, is that I am now a tour guide for the TV show This Is Us.
No.
Yeah.
That is worse to me.
That's worse.
By miles. Than being set on fire. I would, you don't even have to safely set me on fire. Just burn me.
Yeah. You'd rather burn alive than be
the
tour
guide
for This,
for
is,
this
us.
Is Us. What?
I've never
Although
seen it.
Mind, is it that? Do I take them by, like, where Mandy Moore lives? That's kind of cool.
Right. No, it's more you drive by and you're like, this is where the crock pot had electrical issues. Can I tell you what they do on the TV show This Is Us?
Yeah.
They turn everything into a monologue. Say it was us sitting at this table recording, they'd go, you know, life, it's like a microphone. Oh, God. And I'm just like, oh, God, here we go. No, if there's little static, it can ruin everything. But if the sound is crystal clear, it's like you can hear God. That's what they do on that show.
I would do that as the tour guide. I would, like, pull over and turn it into a monologue.
Some say the 10 West is like a fever.
Wait, did you give a tour?
I haven't given the tour yet. It's taking forever, and I'm kind of like, what's the holdup?
Did you just improvise that? That monologue?
Indeed, I did.
You should be a writer on This Is Us.
You know what it is with those writing jobs? You've got to get into the river. Once you're in the river, I have friends who are just in the river, in the river. I'm like, how
do you get in the river?
Yes.
I get in that river. How
do you get in the river? Via a Christmas ship. That's how you get in the river.
Yes. Okay, tell us about the Christmas ship.
Okay, so the idea is, okay, so Mystic Trip. Oh, let me finish telling you this.
Oh, yeah.
Party Queen Psychics is a group of gifted readers in tarot, astrology, numerology, and other intuitive arts, and we'll have 2 to 3 readers on Sundays at Mystic Water Kava Tea Bar in Old World Village.
Where is Old World Village?
This is clearly...
that is made
everyone
up.
Everyone should vote for this option.
Okay. If you see the women sitting at the table, you can see they're just giving sage wisdom.
Those are let me see.
We've got
witches.
We've got some forestry decorations going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of sage there. There's a lot of crystal.
That's a cottage.
Yeah, it's a cottage, and there's a lot of, dated crystal jewelry.
Yes. It is definitely.
You know what? I bet those ladies are into fairies. I bet
those. Almost looks like Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. It's there. Those ladies are like, fairy mystics. You know what I mean? You know how they're like Burning Man mystics? These are like fairyland mystics.
Yes.
Very different vibes.
That is so true. There is a divide between like, I have a succulent and like a minimalist background. That's Burning Man mystic.
Yes. But this is like, I go to the Renaissance Fair.
Right.
They know like the old Wiccan chants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They go to estate sales and they look for haunted items.
Yeah. They have weird tchotchkes.
Cool.
Okay. So that's Mystic Trip. So that would be on Sunday. The thing is, I have a show that I'm excited about. It starts at 8 and this starts at 4. So that would mean driving out at 3 p.m., hitting that first psychic.
Where is it? What do you mean driving out where? How far is it? Is it on a map?
It's in Huntington Beach. That's
not on a map.
It's not. You have to like, it's like the Harry Potter thing where you have you
just drop down.
Yeah, the fire engulfs you and you end up in the alley.
That is so funny. You have to walk through a giant purple vagina with dragon fire coming out of it, like some kind of
Cara Delevingne has a vagina room in her house, and you have to crawl through a vagina.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why the boundaries are off for that one these days, because she crawls through a vagina on the regular.
On the regular.
I can't do that in public, my love. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
Oh. Remember who does that?
Cara Delevingne. There's just one night where she really had herself a time. Was just all over.
With Megan Thee Stallion. She was like all over her. And everyone was just – and Megan's like just sort of casually like, girl, stop.
At the beginning of the night, Megan Thee Stallion is like, this is fun, right? And then it's like, right? Wait. No. And you can just see the smile starting to crack and like get her away from
the shift.
Yeah, the shift happened.
Like, much like a sinking Christmas ship.
Yep. You're really good at bringing us back to the point.
We need you to, like,
live with us so that we can get anything done.
I would actually be careful what you wish for. When you were, like, during the pandemic, you go, I had this fantasy. It would be all of us just, like, eating pizza in robes, doing tarot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we want.
Yep.
That's what you want life to be.
Yeah.
That's
I don't want to. I can't read the tarot.
Who doesn't want life to be that?
Right.
That's the dream. It's just a bunch of ladies.
Babe, we literally ordered pizza last night.
Okay,
and
that's
read
literally
tarot.
How I live my life.
Guys,
okay,
I feel
right.
that we can integrate the Party Queen psychics into this lifestyle. Yep.
Maybe we are the Party Queen.
Well, I think maybe we are the Party Queen.
You know what? I feel that they would be into mushroom pizza. I feel that's a mushroom pizza crowd.
We got a great one from U Street in Pasadena.
Really?
Great mushroom pizza.
But I don't think they're into – I don't know if those ladies are into good pizza. I feel like they might be into some like a vegan pizza with like a crust that's a little too crunchy, but their friends make it and it's a cauliflower crust. It's not – you know what?
It's not great. Crust. Or the cornmeal crust?
Yeah.
Can we stop the lie of cauliflower crust? It doesn't hold up.
Can we stop the lie of cauliflower anything?
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes, rice, like stop.
Guys, we have the flour already. It's wheat flour. It's working. We don't have to change it.
Right.
It's fine.
It's too much heavy lifting for the cauliflower.
It's a vegetable.
Too much heavy lifting. I agree. Okay. So Christmas ship. I am so curious to hear all your thoughts. For me, Christmas is a lonely experience. Even when I've had Christmas relationships where I go hang out with the family. It's lovely. But I need to do something different this year. I don't want to be in LA Googling which Starbucks is open.
Yeah.
I can't do it again.
No.
It's too much. And it always kind of
Why
just like.
Why are they open? That's so rude.
I know.
They
don't have any Jewish employees.
They don't have a.
You guys. I mean, but
if they're open, wouldn't they have all Jewish employees?
Wow.
Right. Okay.
Never mind.
They don't have any Christian employees. Here's the problem with Christmas time. As angry as Christians are for the entire year, around Christmas time, they get exponentially angrier. Like, there's nothing is Christmas enough. Like, the red and the green and at, like, you know, the classic, like, Christmas is everywhere. Right. And they're like, there's a war on Christmas. Like, there is no
there
war
is, right?
on
Like, they
Christmas.
Just need to, like, mainline it. Like, they want candy canes just, like, liquefied and, like, sent into their blood.
Yes.
Like, just,
there is a war on Christmas, and you are spearheading it right now.
I would love for there to be a war on Christmas, but there is none. Everyone loves Christmas, and it's everywhere all the time. And I can't take it.
You're a Scrooge.
If there's, I'm not a Scrooge. I'm a sane person, and I keep my sanity throughout the holidays.
Don't you feel that it? Don't you feel that a Christmas cruise would be an escape from all of that?
Or are you stuck on a cruise that is as Christmassy as anywhere else in the world?
You got to do more research on the cruise. Is it a Christmas cruise or is it a cruise at Christmas?
You can't decorate the ocean.
The ocean is already sparkling.
You know what?
Right.
That is – it already has – it has
lights.
It's tinsel color.
I think that there – well, here's the thing. The cruise is risky because once you get on that boat, you're not getting off until you get to Mexico.
Can I tell you what's crazy also? So the person I talked to is a cruise comedian.
I'm so – like I would give anything to go on a cruise to do comedy.
Okay. So she goes, are you thinking about doing comedy on the cruise? And I was like, if that's a way in.
Yep.
Any way I can get in. So I'm going to try to contact – I guess Levity books Norwegian cruises, by the way. And they book the improvs. They
yeah,
own
they
the improvs.
Yeah, they own the improvs. But they book
if
Norwegian
you do,
cruise?
If you do cruise
Let's
comedy
go on an
for this Christmas cruise, can you please go up with your keyboard and just talk about how horrifyingly terrible Christmas is for me?
Or
because then maybe I choose the Christmas
and play Christmas music.
No.
And do stand up over
out.
Top of it.
Can I tell you
I'm
my one out. Christmas joke? I go, yeah. I think if you like Christmas, you want to fuck your family. I go, I've seen
where's
all.
Lie.
I say there's no reason you should be wearing flannel pajamas with your father.
Show me.
It's too
lie.
Thin a fabric.
I do agree with that.
It's weird.
I do agree with that.
Why? Yeah, people start matching during the Christmas time.
No, I don't like that.
I feel like there's a lot of pajama BO.
Yeah,
it crosses a line for me with the soups and the stews and the hot with the cinnamon. I can't. I
the
go,
pants
there's,
are so thin.
There's always a sister with no bra who's like walking around with her hair in a top knot. Like, let's watch Love Actually.
Kids are melting down.
Kids are melting
That's my, what you just said is my nightmare. A girl with a top knot, no bra, wearing matching pajamas with the rest of her family saying, let's watch Love Actually. I would be like, you know what?
You can't watch Love Actually during Christmas with your family because of the porn story. You know the story with the two people filming a porn?
Right.
What? In Love Actually?
Yeah, the porn stand-ins.
Yeah. I can't do that. What, am I going to sit there with my mom and watch two people filming a porn in Virginia? No.
I forgot that storyline.
Like, you ruined the whole Christmas movie. It's not even in the top 20. It can't be.
Right.
It literally cannot be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can I tell you, that movie has never... By the way, I'm sorry I did a joke.
Why?
From my act on the podcast.
I'm actually proud of you. You have to practice okay. for the cruise
You're
line.
Right. I've got... Like, can you imagine if they're like, and by the way, it's clean. There will be 11-year-olds there. Because you know people bring their families.
Yeah, you're like, great, I'm bringing Mav to open.
Oh my God, we have to do
this. We actually have to do this. Guess what? You just lost.
You guys both slowly looked
okay,
at me.
I did look it up. It said 7 to 9 p.m. our show is clean. And then the 11 p.m. is like the adult show. That's when we get gritty.
Yes.
Who's
That's
up
when we
at
can incorporate the buffet items.
We did you and I at the shrimp just like eating cocktail. Talking about Christmas. I'm going to dress up.
Oh, my God. I'm like, please welcome my elf.
The tallest elf you've ever met.
Oh, my God. The tallest.
Actual elf. Actual Will Ferrell from Elf.
Can we please just book this show on a
yes.
cruise? Would you go? Would you step away? Oh, you don't like Christmas, so you would go?
I would go on a cruise.
Yeah, you would.
I'm nervous.
We would need you to play a part in it, obviously.
I will be supportive. I will also eat the shrimp. Buffet, and I will drink.
What about a dramatic Christmas monologue first from Leah Pipes?
Oh.
If you wrote me a This Is Us dramatic monologue.
Oh, done.
I will perform it, and I will cry.
And I will propose at the end of that.
Oh, my God.
We'll do it every night.
You're like, every night.
Some say family is about all-you-can-eat crab Wednesdays.
The three of us get matching Christmas pajamas, onesies.
You guys.
I'm going all in.
This is incredible. I have to tell you something actually that kind of scared me about it when I talked to Jen Murphy. She's been doing cruises. She got COVID on a ship too, and she was just stuck.
A lot of people
on the ship eating hard-boiled eggs. They kept dropping off hard-boiled eggs at her door, and she was just like on Instagram like, so I'm quarantined. They're bringing me eggs.
I feel like that would have gone viral. Like, it's like,
they're bringing me eggs.
They're bringing me eggs.
That is so mean to give someone stuck in a small room just hard-boiled
eggs. I might be embellishing it. I might be embellishing.
I hope you're not.
And she said nothing bad about her employer.
Wow.
Only good things about her employer.
Only good things. That's impressive.
But wasn't that happened on there was that cruise, that cruise ship that everyone got stuck in and became like... Right.
They started eating each other.
But guys, we're going to get monkeypox this time around.
Hell yeah, bitches. Let's go.
So she
it's said... Christmas time.
I go, what happens? Because have you ever been on a cruise before?
I haven't.
Okay.
I have.
Oh, yes, you have.
I have. I went on a Dave Matthews Band cruise to the Bahamas.
She did. What?
Yes, she did. That's exactly
sure
what she did.
In my early 20s, I went on a Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds cruise to the Bahamas.
please expound.
It was a nightmare. It was a full and utter nightmare.
What inspired this decision?
I grew up in Virginia and in the Dave Matthews Band culture.
And you can say it, Mav. To this day.
I love Dave Matthews. I feel like if my parents had given me sax lessons, I would have fully been a member of that band. I would have had white dreadlocks. I would have been a member.
Just a smooth jazz saxophone.
Smooth jazz. I just loved it growing
Incredible.
Up. I loved it.
I did too.
Did
Proudest,
you?
I loved the song Proudest Monkey.
Proudest Monkey.
I don't know why. I think that is so funny.
Proudest Monkey.
It comes full circle.
No.
It was a song. I always like to be a contrarian, go, I like the song that no one's into.
Right.
You guys like Satellite? Well, guess what?
Proudest Monkey.
Proudest Monkey.
I feel like the equivalent.
So glad you like them.
Whenever I hear Dave Matthews, I just think about like frat boys and date rape. You know
that's
what I mean?
What
like
is.
That's what it is.
It is.
But the equivalent for California is
What's
Jack Johnson.
Nightmare.
I know you don't, I don't mind Jack Johnson.
Nightmare human.
How is he a nightmare?
He seems
human?
Cool, but he just wrote one song over and over and over,
that's,
and now he's like living in
that's,
Tahiti.
Is that not genius?
It's genius.
I respect him.
But it's not good.
Also,
Dave Matthews.
I like that one song.
Terrible stage name, Jack Johnson.
Terrible.
It's not necessary. He doesn't
Jack
have to...
Johnson? Open a phone
Jack's
book.
Jack Johnson? Open a phone book.
Dave Matthews, guys.
No,
it's not a solid name. It's not that much better.
Dave Matthews right. Band.
Okay. His last name is Band.
His last name is Band. There's like a whole brass section behind him. Jack Johnson's like building a fire with his bare feet.
It's a smooth jazz quartet behind Dave Matthews is what it is.
Okay. Christmas ship. Now,
the way in which we would really do this with you, like literally tomorrow, is astounding.
Lizzie,
we're looking at each other like,
you don't know what you're wading into here.
Okay.
We will show up.
Sway the votes.
When I first met these two, they were like, let us give you our dishes.
I said
they promised me a bag of their dishes. This was immediate.
I need to get rid of those. We have too many dishes, Lizzie. I got to get. Please take the dishes, is what I should say.
Have you ever seen the movie Watcher in the Woods, where it's three people who hold hands in a triangle and just like start on fire?
That's
for sure.
That was us in the parking lot.
We're going to bring back a dead girl named Karen. We are bringing back.
Karen, get ready.
She's got to change her name before she comes back.
Right, though. I know it's bad time for her. Bad time.
Bad time, Karen.
They call her Narek. Her name keeps appearing Narek in mirrors.
Narek.
My favorite video, I'll have to cut this for time, but the woman who talks about Bed Bath & Beyond, her candles. Have you ever seen the woman from Wisconsin?
No.
Okay,
who talks about her candles?
Her candle. She's like, and they told me that they would have the cinnamon swirl candle. I drove all the way to Chesapeake, Wisconsin, to which this bitch manager, like, she's flipping out over. It's Christmas
candles. Is it a Yankee candle store?
It's
going to Bed Bath and Beyond.
Oh, it's Bed Bath and Beyond
for Christmas candles.
I should have caught that.
Is exactly what I hate about Christmas. Karen at Christmas time is a vibe.
Listen, I'm not going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond for the candle, but if I happen to be at a Bed Bath & Beyond and there is a Christmas candle, you better believe I'm using the 20% off coupon that they will give you at the register.
Can I tell you something? I'm so scared of COVID. Smelling candles is the only time I remove my mask. That's how drawn I am to the candle aisle. I will, in public, lower my mask to be like, is this the 100% correct scent for my lifestyle? How can I integrate this?
Were you so, like, knowing this about you now, did you die when I said go into Target and get the sugared birch candle?
I don't know sugared birch.
Magnolia Farms, which is Chip and Joanna Gaines. They are very Christian. From HGTV, do you remember their show? Fixer Upper.
Oh.
They took over the world. And they have a line at Target. And they have a candle called sugared birch. And when I tell you... This candle is going to blow
I actually
your
mind. Just had a salivic reaction.
Truly, I couldn't even get the words out. There was so much saliva in my mouth. I have like 1,000 of them under my sink. I buy like 4 at a time.
Can we bring them on the cruise? And be like, this is absolutely necessary.
Yep.
I bet you're not allowed to bring any. I wonder if you smoke. I mean, I don't smoke, but there's got to be a smoking
deck. We vape.
Deck.
Yeah, we
probably shouldn't be saying that on a podcast.
That is so cool. You guys are going to be vaping on the cruise ship. I'm worried that there's not going to be a place to journal. But I asked my friend. I wake up, I have coffee. She's like, you go to the buffet, you can get anything for breakfast. She goes, comics who do this either gain weight or lose weight because they're like, oh my God, I can eat anything, like lasagna, burger, but whatever I want for lunch. Or they're like, I can't stand eating from a buffet anymore. Like, it just... is absolutely nauseating to them after a while.
How long do you go on the cruise?
So she does like 7-day cruises.
That's not too bad.
So she says 3 days you're at sea and then 4 you're in the ports.
And do you do stand up in the ports too? Like, do you do shows?
I don't think so.
Are you
I think
off
it's
those nights.
Yeah, you're off.
So you're on a 7-day cruise, you only work 3 or 4 days.
Right.
The rest you're hanging?
I know.
I want to live on a cruise.
I know.
I don't even want to live in Los Angeles anymore.
Seriously?
What are we doing?
I know, truly. That said,
No wonder you were sitting in a Kia Soul in a parking lot wondering if you should come in.
Now, so in the beginning, you were saying, I want Mystic Trip. Now, has that changed for you at all?
It has not changed.
Are you sure? I feel like we really swayed you. You don't get to go on the cruise if you choose Mystic Trip. I'm going without you.
Ma'am, I don't think we're going on either of these.
Going on the cruise.
Mav, what would you be doing on Christmas? If you weren't on the cruise, what would Christmas look
I'll
like?
I'll be in Virginia with my family, hanging with my nephews. They're like 5 and 2.5.
Now, what are the chances we could get them on this cruise?
We could. Well, also, honestly, my whole family would come on this cruise.
We should tell Levity, be like, you already upped your sales.
Honestly, that my whole family would come. If I was like, Lizzie and I are performing on a cruise, the way in which my mom would buy tickets for the entire family right then and there, she'd be like, oh, my God, we're going on a cruise. That's what she would say.
I love your mom.
That's my mom.
Love at first laugh.
Yep. Love at first laugh. She's hysterical.
Wow.
She'd be roasting everyone on the cruise. You'd be losing your mind. Honestly, you have never. If anyone votes for Mystic Pizza, I don't even know how we're going to.
Mystic Pizza. That is so funny because I think about that movie all the time.
Mystic Pizza. I think about it all the time.
It is interesting, the pizza all coming back to the mushroom. Mystical pizza. Whoa. Wow. Okay. Wow. And there's somehow going to be a pizza element, whether we're eating on the cruise ship or we're getting it at the Cava Cafe.
I think they probably have it at the buffet on the cruise.
Right. Oh, my God.
I don't know if Cava Cafe sells pizza.
We're just going to be walking. Like, what is your ideal breakfast?
My ideal breakfast would be a omelet to start, and then for dessert, a French toast.
Do you know what's so crazy?
What?
For my last episode, they voted for me to be a birthday freegan, and I went around and got all the free stuff I could. I got a Denny's Grand Slam breakfast for free.
What?
And guess what? It's eggs. And then the waiter who gave me his phone number on the way
everywhere
out.
Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go.
People just want a piece of Lizzie.
Us included. We
yeah, no,
like,
I know.
Here's our number.
This is exactly what we did.
He goes, guess what? If you want to, you can swap out the pancakes for French toast. He goes, but it's only going to be one slice.
Okay.
And I did it. I did the swap. And you know what? I even said no to the syrup. Ooh. I let the powdered sugar shine.
Wow, like a funnel
cake. Wow, it was
a funnel cake.
Right.
That's more of a funnel cake than it. When I say French toast, first of all, I mean at least two thick pieces.
I'm just trying to get a visual of like what's going to bring you joy on this cruise.
But when I say French toast, I mean syrup. That's what I mean. Like I want
drowning.
I want a full vat of syrup.
You want a life jacket?
I want an excuse.
Can we grab a life jacket and then send her to the buffet?
That's what you're there to do.
Drown in syrup.
We're going to be working on our material.
I will tell
you're
going
to go get us.
This is what I do know. On the cruise, like some people lose weight, some people gain weight. I would be gaining weight. I love a buffet.
Okay. What's your breakfast? I'm really trying to picture us in the morning like, hey, because just to warn you, I do have to be alone for a certain amount of time in the morning to do the morning pages.
She does that too.
I've had a friend go, let's write them together. Doesn't work.
No.
I said, you need to be inside. I have to be outside. To separate the energies so that I can come in and be more of a full energetic presence.
She leaves the room and she'll go right, and then I wake up and she's not there, and I'm like,
she gets offended.
Maybe.
Gets offended. Like,
I'm like, it's Sunday.
I'm out here.
We're not cuddling.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
You need to cuddle me before you do that.
And she's just like knee deep, like looks up cracked out of her mind, just like,
I was thinking about capitalism. And
now,
like, not yet. You might be more of a huevos.
I do like a huevos.
Okay.
I do, but I really like
a nice. I see the huevos in you.
It's strong in me. I do like a nice egg, bacon, toast. Just a nice.
Yeah, you like it simple.
Yeah. Nice cup of coffee, a water, an orange juice, a Bloody Mary.
Classic.
I want the works. I want more drinks than food items.
I am totally the same way with breakfast. Yeah. I need coffee and a sparkling water.
Yep, all of it. Anything they have to drink on the menu, I want.
I'm probably going to have to bring my own stevia. Just making a mental note.
My mom will make you a Ziploc bag full of stevia.
Please. What is her name?
Hilda.
Hilda's on board.
You're going to die.
Okay. So I'm seeing our breakfast. Yep. Afternoon, swimming, shuffleboard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Shuffleboard, reading.
Reading.
Yeah.
Everything's in the sun. I want to fry.
Everything's the sun fry. Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Sometimes, have you ever swam before a show?
No. Have I?
It's bad news.
Because you get tired?
Yeah. Anytime I've taken even just like a quick dip into a river and then being like, it's showtime, I feel like I can't.
The idea of you having more than once taken a quick dip in a river before a show? What riverboat show places are you doing?
I've done Nevada City twice.
Oh.
And there's a river there called the Yuba River. And cute. And I said, I can't go swimming. I know I can't because it's going to affect my performance.
Oh, my God. Imagine hearing that. But it's true.
I know. Not prima donna things, but like rules in my mind that I'm like, I know I can't do this, this, or this.
Well, there's certain things, yeah, like being in the sun all day. I can't go do a show like right after because I'll be exhausted.
Or invite someone new that you're dating to come see you.
Night one. I went to go see a
night one back you together.
Night one back together. Yeah.
Not when we first started dating, when we were not back together because we weren't officially together before, but like when we got whatever. When we got together. I launched into the whole story.
Oh, please.
No. No. But yeah, she because
you guys had a dip yourselves.
We had a dip.
You were together, there was a dip, and then a reunion.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? I recommend it. Honestly, I recommend meeting the person where you're like, wow, my mind just got blown. But that's a lot. That's a lot to take. So then go your separate ways for a year. It's going to hurt. Like, it's going to really sting. But you can, like,
my bad.
There's going to be.
It's going to sting like syrup in a wound.
But but you just have now you, like, in your mind, you're like, okay, I know what blew my mind. I know the qualities of that person. I'm carrying it with me. I'm also, you can be a little destructive for a while. You can come back and find yourself.
What if you guys isolated from each other 3 days before the Christmas trip?
Oh, my God.
And then
we
rejoin
on this vessel. Okay, so before we go, so your mystic trip, Leah.
Here's the thing. All right, guys. These ladies, I'm curious about them.
Yeah.
I'm curious what they have to say because I think they might be the real deal. Even if they're not the real deal, what are they going to come up with? You know, like what's the story that they have to tell? But if they are the real deal and you get some good information that you needed to know from them, you don't know how that could.
This option, they're both journeys. These are both journeys.
Yes.
Mm. Mystic trip is one and done, but it could have long-term reverberation.
Yes.
Cruise ship, on the other
Christmas
hand.
Ship could be.
This could be. You could imagine imagine you kill on a level that is, and you become like the new face of the Norwegian Cruise Line.
Here's the
this
thing.
This could be monumental. She
could a Jew?
You could get
from Norway.
A Jew from Norway at Christmas is crazy.
At Christmas,
you could get a commercial. You could get a national out of this.
Okay, what if here's another option.
A national hot dog.
What if you get
from the buffet?
A national hot dog from the buffet.
You get on the cruise ship. Day one, food poisoning. Right off the bat.
Right.
You also it's
seasick.
Seasick. You and food's not good.
Do you get seasick?
I have barfed off the side of a catamaran.
The people on the ship are weird. You're not getting along with anybody. You're hot. You're sunburned. You're barfing off the side. I think the picture
it's
painted.
It's not a catamaran. It's a cruise.
The picture painted of the cruise as of now is the best case scenario. But this is days.
You heard it here first. This is best case scenario.
It could be the worst case scenario. So let's also paint that.
Just puking. Someone's handing me a hard-boiled egg.
Exactly.
They just keep
and a microphone on the other hand. You're just doing your set, puking, and shoving hard-boiled eggs in your mouth.
You're holding a candle up to my face, a sugar birch candle, to try to change my senses.
Oh, my experience. God. I think you've got to – for me right now, it's which one am I most curious about?
If I hook up with someone, can I tie something on the door to my cruise ship door?
You have more opportunity to get laid on the cruise than you do at Mystic Pizza.
You have big dreams for the cruise ship. I'm telling – well, here's the thing. At the end of the day, this is what I think. If the Mystic Pizza adventure if it's bad, it's bad for an hour or two.
You don't know that. They could put an omen on our sacks. I don't know what the words
are. If it's great, it's great for an hour and two. But – The rewards, the risk and reward of the cruise ship, if it's great, it lasts for days. But if terrible.
If they tell her something she doesn't want to know and has to live with that for the rest of her life.
They're not going to do that. Those look like sweet ladies. They would never.
Those ladies look tapped in.
Party queen psychics ruined my life.
Ruined. I can see the deadline article now.
Oh, my God.
She just looked at me like shocked, like, what are you going to say?
What are you going to say?
You'll never be a party queen.
You'll never be.
Where can people find you, Mav?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on social media at Mav Viola.
Excellent.
And you can find me on social media at Leah Marie Pipes 10.
I can't. Why is that?
Because Leah Marie Pipes
was over half a million followers.
Leah Marie
Pipes was taken. Who owns Leah Pipes? Let's buy it back.
I don't know. But now I like the Leah Marie Pipes 10. It's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
10 is good. It's a number of completion.
See?
Right?
Whatever.
It is. You can also find her heading to Huntington Beach on Sunday for Party Queen Psychics.
Are you leading your – I think this no. – You just led them to vote for
no,
them?
No, no, no.
For Party Queens.
But
you can also see her on a Norwegian cruise.
I'm going to go regardless.
You know she's
going
to go regardless.
I'm going regardless.
And you can find Mav
on a Norwegian cruise.
Heading to Cabo San Lucas, baby, in a Christmas
outfit. Oh, my God. Christmas boxers.
Christmas in boxers. Cabo. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you once again to Mav and Leah. And now let's peer into the future. I'm going to draw a tarot card first for Mystic Trip. King of Swords. Wow. Okay. This is going to be a very intellectually focused journey we're taking to Huntington Beach. A little more serious in nature than maybe what I thought. There might be some kind of rational element to this. Perhaps, could be some kind of legal matter. You said this was 20-minute reading and you only did 18. Okay, King of Swords for Mystic Trip. And now, let me draw a card for Christmas Ship. Ooh, Eight of Pentacles. It's going to take some work to get there. Or it could mean that we're actually working on the ship. I didn't even consider that interpretation. Kind of hammering away at these coins, perhaps in a foreign currency. Okay, you guys, just a reminder, if you do want a tarot reading, go to my website, lizziecooperman.com. I also have an incredible show. I have two this week. On the 26th, I'm at the Roosevelt Hotel. And on the 28th, the Neil Hamburger event at Zebulon. And now I ask you, Mystic Trip or Christmas Ship? The choice is, as always, in your hands.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.